Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
120 years ago, they celebrated the Cork International Exhibition of 1902 in the place now known as Fitzgerald's Park. And historian Tom Spalding joins me. And Tom, I was today years old when I realised that Fitzgerald's Park was actually named for the Lord Mayor of Cork at the time, a man called Edward Fitzgerald. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, that's correct. Sir Edward Fitzgerald was Lord Mayor of Cork, and beyond that, he was actually the man who instigated the idea of having this big exhibition, and largely kind of was the driving force behind getting it done, a man of boundless energy and quite a lot of charisma, and one of those kind of individuals who could literally talk to everybody from the man on the street to the King and Queen of England. And in fact, that's how he became Sir Edward, is that the show ran for 2 years, in fact, 1902 and 1903, and in the second year, Edward VII came to Cork with Queen Alexandra, and he was knighted for services at that point. So that's how he became Sir Edward.
Now, photography then isn't what it is, or wasn't what it is now. A lot of what we have is drawings and sketches. It looked fantastic, Tom.
It was. It was an amazing event. If your listeners could imagine, say, the Ploughing Championship, the All-Ireland Finals, a massive trade show, the Young Scientist Exhibition, the Electric Picnic, all happening at the in the same summer on the same site.
Wow. At the same
in
time.
Cork. That's at the same time, more or less. That's what you would need to imagine. It attracted nearly 2 million visitors, which, considering the population of Cork at the time was only 80,000 people, that would obviously mean a lot of those visitors were coming further afield and from abroad, in fact. And obviously, there would have been quite a lot of repeat visitors. But I mean, it was a massive cultural and scientific and technical event. Like you were mentioning the iPod there in the earlier piece, and the Cork Exhibition was the first time that people in Ireland would have seen something like the X-ray machine working, or baby incubators, or fax machines, or you know, any number of technological innovations, which then obviously in the rest of the 20th century became essential for everyday life.
It was a kind of a genius thing too, because you had, and you see the pictures of this, you had this enormous water chute using the river for the best way possible. You had a skating rink, of all things, restaurants, shooting galleries, an aquarium, and right next to them, scientific exhibitions. There was everything there.
There was literally something for everybody. I mean, if you wanted to spend an evening promenading along the Lee, listening to music from different stages and having a hot dog or a cocktail or going for some fine dining, you could do that. If you wanted to spend time examining scientific exhibits or the latest bits of tech, you could do that. There was an aquarium there, for example, which was stocked actually with Irish native fish rather than what we'd expect in an aquarium. And inside the aquarium, there was a diver in a suit. I mean, not all the time, obviously. He'd kind of go in and do his shows. And he would kind of pick up things and demonstrate. But there was a telephone on the wall of the aquarium tied into the diving suit, so you could actually speak to the diver and the diver could speak to the audience while he was inside the aquarium. So, I mean, to the people of Ireland in 1902, or the people of more or less anywhere, to be honest, in Western Europe, who saw these innovations, it would be a bit like us going to some sort of, high-tech, conference in San Diego or something and being shown the technology of the future, stuff that hadn't really been, you know, got ready for market but was coming very soon. That's the kind of stuff that, yeah. that was on show. So, and then I mentioned the sporting thing. I mean, the sporting aspect of these exhibitions often gets overlooked, but there was a huge, the biggest crowds on any particular day were the crowds who turned up to see sporting events. And there was obviously there was Gaelic football and hurling, but there was also things like lacrosse and tennis, rowing, sailing, you name it.
Wow!
And in fact, the biggest single sporting event wasn't what you'd expect, like soccer or Gaelic or anything. The biggest event was actually a rowing event, which was actually held on the marina and seems to have attracted almost 100,000 spectators. So it was, you know, a massive festival of culture in all its forms.
I don't. Was there any newsreels kept, or did newsreels even exist at that point? Because it was 1902. What records do we have of it?
Well, newsreels didn't exist, and they become more common during the First World War when there's a massive surge in the amount of cameras and the amount of films being shot, and massive thirst for regular news. And a network of cinemas to show those newsreels in. What did exist in terms of film was a specially invited cinematographer and director came over from Scotland and recorded quite a significant number of events, the big events, but also some of the smaller events. And there were regular exhibitions of these films on the site, but also in the city centre. I think they were shown in the assembly rooms on South Mall. So we do have quite a lot of film footage of this event, and the Cork Public Museum has the license to show this film footage, and if any of your listeners are interested, they could pop down there and have a look at it. And it's fascinating to see. It doesn't just concern the exhibition, it shows, you know, our factory gate films, so you can see the employees leaving work, or it shows people coming out of mass on a Sunday morning. So you may get a glimpse of your grandfather or great-grandfather or grandmother in one of these shots. But aside from the films, obviously there were lots of by then there were lots of newspapers and periodicals and journals and sketches and still photographs. So it's actually quite well recorded, so we have good information on it.
So how is the anniversary going to be marked, Tom?
Well, I suppose the Cork Public Museum have a permanent exhibition of artefacts from the show, and you can go and look at those. There's also a book that myself and the curator of the museum did a number of years ago, which is still available on the subject. It's called The Cork International Exhibition, 1902-1903, and your readers might be able to get their hands on a copy of that. The Electric Bar on South Mall are holding a special cocktail evening next week. And you might wonder why would you be doing cocktails? What has that got to do with the exhibition? But amazingly, amongst all of the various food concessions and stalls, as well as there being, you know, hot fine dining and hot dogs, there was a temperance restaurant. There was a couple of smaller restaurants, but there was also a good number of bars, and one of these was called the American Bar. And the American Bar, as its name suggests, was provided American drinks, mostly mixed drinks.
Cocktails
largely, yeah. And the organizers of the exhibition had got permission for these two American barmen, a man called Lewis Tower and Charlie Paul, who worked in the big hotels in America and had made cocktails for Queen Victoria and all sorts of bonkers stuff, to provide recipes and come to Cork and train staff. And we managed to track down not just the menu and price list, but we actually have tracked down the recipes that were used to make these original cocktails.
Fantastic.
And the plan is to try and recreate some of them in the Electric Bar.
Okay, listen, Tom, I'd love to spend more time talking to you about it because it's fascinating. The 1902 Cork International Exhibition commemorated 120 years over the next... What? That sounds like... Let's get along and see that cocktail.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.